Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Illinois healthcare workers could prevail with monetary damages. We're going to explain this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to discuss this issue is Holly Mead. Well, even though the federal district court in Illinois denied our request for a preliminary injunction on behalf of 14 healthcare plaintiffs against North Shore University Health System, the judge concluded that the plaintiffs are likely to prevail against North Shore for unlawfully discriminating against them and denying religious exemptions and accommodations from the COVID shot mandates, and that the law entitles them to damages and full compensation for their harms, so an injunction is not currently warranted. In other words, what he's saying is, if you can have your injury remedied through monetary damages, then a preliminary injunction is not available. Now, we did get a temporary injunction that stopped North Shore University Healthcare System from terminating these employees. They had a mandate that said, if you didn't get the COVID shot as a healthcare worker, you're gone. You're going to be terminated. And they denied all religious exemptions. And they said, by the way, don't even present to us a religious exemption based on your belief regarding abortion, because we're not even going to entertain it.
But yet, look at Illinois law, Matt. It dictates that the employees have the fundamental right to determine what medical care they can accept or refuse.
Yeah, it's very clear. The law, because you've got not only Title VII, which is the federal employment law, but you also have a specific Illinois law that is very powerful, and it's very unique to Illinois. So much so that, in fact, the legislature tried to repeal it. And they did repeal it, but it only becomes effective on June 1, 2022. So it still applies to these individual employees.
That's the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act, right?
Right. And it says that you cannot be forced to have any medical treatment, whether it's a shot or anything else. And that if an employer tries to violate that, or a school, for example, then they are liable for damages times three, treble damages. So it is a very strong law, and it doesn't have to be based on a medical decision or a religious basis. You just simply object to any of these medical procedures, and you're protected under that Illinois law.
So North Shore University Health System thinks they can override the law in the state?
They have been acting as though they're above the law. The thing about this is, even though the preliminary injunction was not extended, which that is a tragedy in itself, because that means that North Shore is moving forward to terminate some of these healthcare heroes. And many of these individuals, some of them, you know, they've all worked through COVID. They've been faithful. You remember there was a time in COVID where some of the travel trailers were in very high demand because some of the healthcare workers were actually renting travel trailers and putting them out in their yard. And that's where they would sleep at night instead of going into their homes with their family, because they didn't know what kind of disease that they might be bringing back. And so they were literally walking into the line of fire, not knowing much about COVID, not having all of the PPE protection because it was in high demand and there was a shortage. And they didn't know whether going home and having their clothes there and their presence there would ultimately bring something into the home that would ultimately cause their family to die. The last thing they want to do, even though they're putting their lives on the line, is harm their families. So literally many of these were going out and renting travel trailers around the country. And so there was a shortage of travel trailers. That's the history of some of these healthcare workers. They have gone through months and months putting their lives on the line. Some of them have gotten COVID, and they have the natural immunity. Others still haven't received any COVID infections. They've been around healthcare workers, have been around all kinds of diseases and viruses, and sometimes have a stronger immunity system because of that. But at any rate, they're willing to put their lives on the line. And now they get this mandate from North Shore, and they're treated like trash.
I know. You see how committed they are to their profession, to helping people. And now they know that the COVID shots are associated with aborted fetal cells. And so many of them say, no, I don't want to put that in my body.
And North Shore did this mandate without any government mandate. They did the mandate on July 1. And that mandate there, actually, I should say on July 1, North Shore assured the employees that we will follow the guidance by the CDC and the state and county public health departments. But then on September 1, they announced there was a mandatory vaccination policy, and there would be an October 31 deadline for full vaccination. So they gave them a very short window to decide. And if you choose for medical or religious reasons not to inject this experimental shot into your veins or to your body, then you're gone. You're terminated. And, you know, what we know is these shots not only have caused a significant amount of deaths and nearly a million adverse events, which is just the tip of the iceberg, because those numbers are underreported by far on the CDC VAERS site, but already we have a million, around a million. That's where it's hovering at this point, and it grows every week by
tens of thousands.
We're talking
about paralysis, shimmer, shakes, Guillain-Barre, things like that.
Yeah, heart conditions.
Yeah.
In fact, we have talked to some of our first responders, and what they're saying is that in 2021, they began seeing a very unusual increase in heart attacks. Mm-hmm. Unlike anything that they've ever seen in their entire career. Well, what's
changed?
The shots
cause inflammation.
The shots cause myocarditis, pericarditis. They cause heart attacks. There's more people dying in their sleep, more people dying of sudden heart attacks. And so these individuals are being told, inject that same thing into your body. They actually are people who have actually treated people who have been injured by the COVID shots. They have sincere religious beliefs that they don't want to be associated directly or indirectly with anything that's associated with abortion, no matter how near or far or remote it might be. Mm-hmm. And all of these shots, it's indisputable, used aborted fetal cell lines in their testing and or development phase. They are associated with aborted fetal cell lines. But also what we know is that there is a myth to think that because you've had the shot, that everything is going to be fine, that North Shore employees and their patients are going to all be immune. We know that there are many, many situations of breakthrough cases. We know that just because you've had the two shots of Pfizer or Moderna or the one shot of Johnson & Johnson, that doesn't mean you're not going to get the Delta variant or some other variant that comes along after Delta variant, like Omicron or whatever it might be. And what we also know is that that's why they're pushing the booster shots. And in Israel, they're even talking about a fourth booster shot. So it looks like every 6 months, you're going to have to get a shot. And in fact, Israel defines or has redefined fully vaccinated. Before, it was the two shot of Pfizer, for example, 14 days after that, then you're, quote, fully vaccinated. Now it's those shots plus, within 6 months, another shot, and then as another 6 months goes on, another, quote, booster shot. So it just is a continuing evolution of more and more shots. We know that they're neither safe nor are they effective, and so these mandates are literally insane, they're inhumane, and they're abusive.
But, you know, I remember hearing Dr. Naomi Wolf talk about that was part of the original plan to incentivize these companies to invest was to have multiple shots.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you saw the Omicron variant come up, and right over the weekend, Pfizer immediately says, oh, we can have an Omicron vaccine available within 100 days. Just as safe and effective as all the other ones that they've done. Well, continue to pray for these healthcare workers, not just in Illinois, but in Maine, New York, all over the country. We're representing cases in those three states, but we're also working literally with tens of thousands of people. We've had over 30,000 requests for help that have come to Liberty Counsel, either through our legal help form or through telephone calls or through direct emails. Just regarding these COVID shot mandates, it has been overwhelming. People are distressed, and we're here to try to give them hope and litigate, defend, to ultimately walk them through the religious exemption process and through this whole process, but also to stand with them and to pray with them. So pray with us as we continue to stand with them and pray for these people facing these mandates. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt and lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.